I'm Pete Sweeney, and this is Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel, and this is your Arrowhead update for Wednesday, August 19th. It's the last day of camp, BJ.
Feels like we just got here, like this thing just started, but yeah, time to go back to the office.
Now the team is going from St. Joseph to Kansas City, and they have that game against the Seahawks on Friday night. There actually is a lot of injuries, and Andy Reid updated that at the press conference today.
All right, just a few of the injuries. Jeff Allen, again, we have listed as out here. He won't play in the game. Tyler Bray won't play. Fish won't play this week. Demetrius Harris, Junior Hemingway, Justin Marsh, Dontari Poe, Tavon Rooks will not play. And then questionable are DeAnthony and Josh Maga and then Cummings.
So even with all those absences from the game on Friday night, there are some people coming back.
There is, and it's going to be interesting to watch first-team offense because you're going to see a lot of new faces. With Jeff and Eric being out, you're going to see Donald Stevenson, Larry Duvernay-Tardif over there at right guard, and then Paul Fanica sliding out to right tackle. It's going to be good to see that. But the two guys I'm most excited about coming back are defensive lineman Mike Catapano, a guy that really, really likes contact, really likes the physicality of the game. It's going to be fun to see him get out there, hit somebody in another colored jersey. And then the third-round pick, rookie receiver Chris Conley. We've seen that guy make plays all throughout OTAs. It's going to be nice to see him get out on the field in the game situation and show everybody what we've seen for the last few months.
That game against the Seahawks might have been the best game at Arrowhead all year last year. They're coming back on Friday night. Also today at practice was Military Appreciation Day. That's something that's very important to both the NFL and the Chiefs.
It's very important to Andy Reid. And you saw that after practice. They brought all the military down. They surrounded the field. And then afterwards, they all got in the huddle up. And Coach Reid spoke to the military guys and all the Chiefs players. It was a really cool moment. And then we had a C-130 fly over practice. That was really cool.
So now what'll happen is the Chiefs will have that mock game on Thursday, then return to Kansas City.
Yep, camp's over till next year. It's been a lot of fun, but it's time to go back and leave dorm life behind and get back to our homes and our families.
BJ Kissel and Chiefs.com. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's get out of here.
Camp's over.